America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
Let's begin by praying together. Father, we pause this moment once again and acknowledge that you are the true and living God, that you are truly worthy of our praise and our worship. As we consider our freedom as Americans, we are most thankful that you continue to bestow rich freedom and liberty on us. But we're also aware that there are those in the world who are suffering under injustice, and even believers who are suffering persecution. Help us, Father, realize that we are truly blessed to live in a country where we're free to worship as we see fit. Help us to never take that for granted. Be with us now as we study and serve. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So on Tuesday, we celebrate Independence Day. We'll do that by cooking on the grill, by shooting off fireworks, spending time with family and friends. Since its birth as a nation in 1776, the United States has been a safe haven for religious freedom. Whether you're Christian or not, in America you can find an environment where you're free to live your life in the way you see fit and worship as you choose, and that's the freedom that we celebrate. Throughout the years, America the Beautiful, the hymn that we just sung, has been a popular song that's used to celebrate Independence Day. Perhaps the most famous rendition of the song, sung by Ray Charles as part of the remembrance of 9/11. He also performed the song always in a unique way by singing the third verse first and in the first verse as a finale to the song. So we always begin with, "O beautiful, for heroes proved in liberating strife." That's how he felt he should sing it. America the Beautiful is credited to two musicians. Interestingly, these two people never met each other. The composer of the music was Samuel A. Ward, who was a church organist from New Jersey. He wrote the instrumental arrangement for the song in 1882. I want to pay more attention tonight to the woman who wrote the lyrics to the song. It was originally a poem, of course. Her name is Catherine Lee Bates, and she was an author, a poet, and an English professor from Massachusetts. In 1893, she and some of her fellow teachers set off on a trip from the East Coast to Colorado. Their first stop was the amazing beauty of Niagara Falls. They then traveled by train from there to Chicago, where they would visit the World's Columbian Exposition, which was a celebration of Columbus' discovery of America 400 years earlier. There they would see many great exhibits, among which was the city of the future, with buildings that she later remembered in her poem, and as we sang, gleaming alabaster cities. After Chicago, they would cross the Great Plains and view those amber waves of grain. But her destination was not only Colorado, but specifically Pikes Peak in Colorado. She would first visit the Garden of the Gods, and then they hired a prairie wagon to begin the trip up the 14,000-foot peak. Near the top, they had to leave the wagons and go the rest of the way on mules. When she reached the summit and saw the view, she was overtaken with great joy. The beauty of God's creation is in full view. All the wonder of America seemed to be displayed there. Shirley and I were fortunate enough to make a trip to the summit of Pikes Peak. I'm not sure what the date was. We talked about it, but it was pretty soon after Jeff and Natalie moved to Colorado. We didn't go to the summit by wagon or by mule, but instead we rode the Cog Railroad. But we were able to experience the same view that Catherine Bates did 120 years earlier. We saw the monument on the observation platform there. It was placed there in 1993 for the 100th anniversary of the writing of the song. Catherine Bates was surely inspired to write this poem. She called it first Pike's Peak, but soon after changed it to simply America. And it should be noted that it wasn't this mountain alone that motivated her to write. Her experience on Pike's Peak was actually the pinnacle of a long journey through the heartland of America. The United States of America is a unique country in many ways. Our nation is vast, extending from the Atlantic Ocean in the east to the Pacific in the west, or as Bates put it, from sea to shining sea. I think we love this song so much because it describes many of the things we as Americans have to be thankful for: freedom, liberty, sacrifice, patriotism, and a fundamental faith in God and human brotherhood. In the original version, Bates is desiring for God's grace to be given to America so that American believers would grow to be as beautiful spiritually as creation is physically. I'm proud to live in this nation. For all its problems, all its challenges, it's still America. The land of the free and the brave, it's still America, the beautiful. Tonight, if you've been thinking about obeying the gospel by being baptized for the remission of your sins, or as a baptized believer, if you need the prayers of the church, please come forward now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee. On thee and crown thy good will.